We are learning Masechet Exclusion Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We are beginning four lines from the top. Toshima, the Tani Tav Yomi. Lezeh Chamisha Bonim, Velezeh Chamish Bonim. What are we talking about here? We're going back to Ravo holds Kedushin She'em Asurin Labia Loihava Kedushin. And we're trying to disprove Rav Shita. So we're bringing a Brisa from Tav Yomi. He says the case like this. Lezeh Chamisha Bonim. This fellow has, Reuben has five sons. Lezeh Chamish Bonim. And Shimon has five daughters. Two fellows. And the like Rashi speaks out, the sons made Reuben the father a shliach. Va'omar, and Reuben tells Shimon, achas b'nei secha b'kadesh l'achav b'manei. One of your daughters, I'm a curse to one of my sons. So halacha is, all five daughters need five gittin from every one of the sons, because they're not sure which son to marry, which daughter. Kol achas tzricha chamisha gittin. Meis echad b'hem. If one of the brothers died, the five sons, one of them died, and now it's, we don't know which lady is married to him. So kol achas va'achas tzricha aval gittin. The five girls, all five need four gittin from the four remaining boys. V'chalitza ma'achav mehem. One of them has to give chalitza to all five because we don't know which one was married to the son that died. Ad kan this braisa. Now, what does it say clearly? That the Kedushin is Chal, even though we're not sure which one of the sisters was Mekadeshes. It's Achas Menoy Secha. V'chitei Mehochi Nami Kushuk Rub Sefes Arvu. Maybe you're telling me here also, the case was, Huk Rub Sefes Arvu, that was first recognized. And then it got mixed up. Achas Menoy Secha, Lachem Bonek Tani. It says, one of your daughters to one of my sons. That's what it says. So Akaponim, it's clearly that they never knew. He said clearly, one of my sons, one of your daughters. So it's clearly, well, it was not who it was. We don't know who it was. And still says it works. Tiyufta the Rava, Tiyufta. Chitaka slogs up Rava. This is the Nakushim Shimabia. The Hilkasa, Kavose, the Abaya. And we talk a Paschal in this case like Abaya. Usually we pass like Rava. But here we pass like Abaya. And there are six cases we pass like Abaya. And the simon is, Yal Kagam, like the Gemara says over here. The Hilkasa, Kavose, the Abaya. But Yal Kagam, by these six things, the simon for the six things we pass like Abaya. So Yalkam, what is the Yalkam? So Rashi over here tells us what the six things are. Number one is Yir Shloi Medas. If someone loses something without knowing that he lost it, according to Abaya, it's not a Yish. According to Rava, it's Yish, because it's Oymit to be Yish, but Abaya's not a Yish. We pass like Abaya in that case. Another case is Edom Zayman. Abaya holds this Ed Zayman compostle of Afreya. From Shas to Edis. A third case is Lechi Oymit Ve'elov. A Lechi, they put up to Mimater Eimavui, which is a certain simon, a hecker for Eimavui, and you didn't do it on purpose. You didn't do it with Kavano. It's also like this. We pass like Abaya. That is, has din lachi. The fourth case is kedushin mesurin labia. Shloim mesurin labia. We pass like Abai. That is a good kedushin. Gil daita begita is the fifth one where someone's megala das doesn't want the shlichos. Shav, that's called a bittul aget. Abai is not called a bittul aget. And the sixth thing is muma oichel veos lahachis. If pasla edus or not. Abai is a pasla edus. And Rav holds not. So those are the six simon of Yal Kagam, and we pass in Lamaisa for our circuit to get. We pass in Kedushin and Mishnah will be a Havik Kedushin. So it says that our Mishnah, the Maisa with the five women, where he's with Kaddish, two sisters, and three other women together, and it says the Makarish of Perishvias, and it was Shalahem Maisa, and it says, Eina Chayis Mekadeshis, but the Nokriyas, but the other ones are Mukadeshis. So I'm a Rav, Shmamino. So our Mishnah said, what was the case? It was Shavias, it was their Tahinim, and he said the all Mekadeshes. So Zok the Gemara, I'm a Rav, Shmamino, there's actually four halachas learned out of this case, this story, but only three of them are very clear about. Menoka Rabbi other class. Three of them are very clear. What are the three things that are very clear? First of all, Shmamino, Mekadesh Perish Shavias Mekadeshes. First of all, you see from here, they have a new Kedushim with Perish Shavias Mekadeshes. What would it have been as not? So Rashi Tup Shatim. Either the pshat will be is maybe it's not called your mamin because maybe it's like mamin gavaya because shvius not hard to call your mamin or Rash says because the pasuk says la'achla and you would think maybe la'achla and I can't use it for kedushin commands my kedushin for kedushin. So the first question our Mishnah is that perish shvius is works for kedushin. V'shmarimina kitchel begezel ain't a mekadeshes fill begezel the dog. You also see they have a kaddish with a gezel and even though it's her gezel and maybe she's meichel still not mekadeshes. Memai, how do we know? Midatani shel hema he says it was theirs. V'shal shvius I said it was shvius. So taima the shvius the hefker. The only reason why it's mekadeshes only because shvius which is hefker. Hard the shashne shvuf wouldn't be shvius. Loi, you would not be able to do kedushin. So you see that kitchel begezel even her gezel is not mekadeshes. And the third Shemamino is, the third Shemamino is that an Isha becomes a Shliach for to Mekabel Kedushin for her friend, even though they become Tzaris together. Now, why is that a Chiddush? So Rashi says that even though Tzaris, which are co-wives, are not nemes eidus on each other because they hate each other. So maybe a havamina that it cannot bekabel kedushin for each other. Kamashal the kubim bekabel kedushin. Frek the rosh. What's the chiddush? What does it got to do with eidus? They're not nemes for each other, but what does it got to do with accepting kedushin? So Tosh really asked the kasha also, and basically the chiddush is that you know she didn't say she agrees to accept kedushin for the tzara as long as she was a shliach to accept kedushin. She can't, even if she doesn't say anything, we assume she accepted the condition for the friend, as long as he said something and she didn't protest against that. And that's the chiddush, even though they hate each other, still, it's considered a good condition and a good shlichus. So that was the third Shemamina. V'idach Mahi, what were in the fourth Shemamina? So the three ones we had are Meperi Shvius works for condition. Number two is Kitchel Gezel and Mekadeshes, even with her Gezel, and maybe she be Michael. So, no, it's not Mekadeshes. And third is that Ishanas Yachavit of Amakom Shanas's Lot Sar. Vidach Mahi, what would have been the fourth one? Mahi, Kedusha Shem Shulabia. Because here, maybe, is a riot that Kedusha Shem Shulabia, because it says, Eina Chois Mekadeshes. Lachar, why not? Lachar, why not? So it must be because if you say one of you are Mekadesh, it doesn't work. And so the Gemara said that no, that according to Abaya, he teaches that you said Haru'uya Labia Tiskashi. That's what the Inachayis Mekadesh is. So it wasn't a riot to Rava. So therefore, it's not a riot one way or another to the Shah Kushem Shalabia. So words of Nechshu, let's bring a Rav. So Mesafkli, Gabaya Rava. It's two ways types of Mishnah. According to Abaya, he Zetzdain, Bevas Achas, and that's why it's Nachal. But if you did one of them, it would be Mekadeshes. But Rava said, even if you said one of them, it's not Mekadeshes. And if you buy it, if you say Aruya, it's also not Mekadeshes. Because it's not a Raya, one way or another, because it's not clear why in a Chayis Mekadeshes. Is it because he did it together, or because he said Aruya, or because it's in a Mishun Labia, therefore it's not a Raya Lamaisa to that Shiloh. When Rav Zera went up there to Shaul, he set over this Shmaitza in front of Rav Yechanan. Shmaitza of Rav, this three Shmaminos in front of Rav Yechanan. And Rav Yechanan said, "Omalei mi over Rav? Did Rav really say that? Because it sounded like he was like arguing this part of Gezel, like can't be counted Gezel. Freight him our back. Bula amat Rav Yechanan hold it up. Rav Yechanan Gezel v'nisay shabam shteim Yechanan v'haktish. If someone stole and there was no Yiddish Bailam, both of them cannot be maktish." This gzela fi shem shloi. This is because it's not his; he stole it. Vzela fi shem shusha. This one because it's not his rishos. So you see, Rav Yechanan agrees he can't mekadesh isha when it's not when it's gezel. So what's he so being? Why is matmiya Rav if he holds the same thing? So tomorrow hachkamalei mi on Rav kavasis. Rav says like me. I'm so flattered. Rav says like me. That's the man to say. I can put on both Rav and Yechanan hold. The mekadesh be gezel is not mekadeshes. Pray tomorrow akasha meisve. I'm gonna ask you akasha. It says in the Brayos like this: Kitcha v'gezel. If someone's mekadesh isha with gezel, that means you steal something right out of the guy's hand. B'chamos, that means you force him to sell it to you. That's also a type of gneva. U'v'gneva, and gneva means you steal something without him seeing. So if mekadesh any of these type of three things, either gezel, chamos, or gneva, or you shechat to sell him yadav, or you grabbed a sell out of her hand, the kitcha mekadesher, the lach is mekadeshes. So the Brayos says clearly, mekadesh v'gezel works. And for the Gemara, Hasam begezel didah. That's her gezel. And since it's her gezel, she has a right, if she accepts it, she's obviously Michael, and she can do it. She's been Michael the gzela. She lets you have it. Therefore, it's a good kedushin. It's kilu. I let you keep it. Now, you're giving me the kedushin. And the Gemara will still ask that. Didn't Rav say even begezel didah doesn't work? The Gemara will ask the kasha momentarily. But Akapadam was saying, this pshan's price is, it was all her geneva. That's why it works. When he says, kitch begezel b'chamas geneva, talking about Stam gezel, so the Gemara prushu kama farish. B'chal reish begezel amaskin. Prushu kama farish. Kitzur begezel b'chamas gneiva. Ketsa, what's the case? Kitzur chotav selam yoda. He grabbed the sell from her hand. The kitzur by him was of kadosher. So the Gemara on top on bay. So kaponim. That's what we answer the brayse. That means gezel da. Frank the Gemara. My system the gezel da. Our mishnah's gezel da. But kama rav ain't a mekadesh. Taka doesn't work. Stam mekadeshes. And for the Gemara like kasha, hadashadach, hadashadach. the case where it works by Gezledah, if they talked about the Shidduch before. So there, we can assume she is Meichel. But if no Shidduch, then even though it's Gezledah, it does not work. So our Mishnah talks about Loi Shidduch, and therefore there's no Shidduch before, therefore it does not work. But Shaykh is Bryce talking about the heart that they did make a Shidduch. The case of Kedush is that they talked about it and she wanted the Kedushin, and therefore it makes sense that she agreed that you took it from her and give it back to her. So let's just learn two little more Gemaras before we stop for this recording. Certain lady was washing her feet in a bucket, a tub of water. A person came in front of her, grabbed the money from a friend, and threw it to her. And he said to her, "You have a kiddush with this." Also, Gavra came to Rava. They came to ask Rava the Shaila. No one is choshev Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds when it's a gzela, the guy sees you steal it, there he gives up right away because he isn't that money, he's going to be able to get it back. And therefore it's Yish Bailam. So no one holds the stam gzela Yish Bailam Hava, and therefore you have nothing to worry about saying over here that it's a good Kedushim. Not worried about Rav Shimon Shita. Now the only question is, Gemara is, what was a negeya that the lady was sitting with her feet in water? What's that negeya to anything? So Ritva asked the Kasha, and Ritva answered, the Chiddush is that if it wouldn't be Geneva, it would be a good Kedushin, even though she's so preoccupied with her feet, maybe, and she didn't say anything, maybe it shouldn't be a Kedushin. Kama Shlom, it is a good Kedushin. That's the Ritva learns. That was the gay that they stick her feet in water. Nocha Maisa. Who Arisa? The Kaddish, Arisa is a sharecropper. The Kaddish of Muzer the Shamchi. He was Mekadesh with a bundle of vegetables. A few vegetables. Who said a sharecropper has to split everything evenly? Who said you're allowed to take that? So this boy is not a good kedushin. But the Gemara says, it's only if he took, bemuza means like a handful. But if he took a special of a kisha, which all bundles are exactly the same, of a kisha, once you omelay, I know shak kisha and shaklat kisha. Tell the Balabais, I'm taking a kisha, you take a kisha. You can split it up that way. Kisha, you take exactly the same thing I took, and therefore it could be that it is yours to give it away, and therefore it would be mukadashas. Now the Masha asked that we had before that someone's with kasha vegetables, the bazaar, it's not a good kedushin. That's what Masha asks. So Masha answers, that's only when it was the father who is the balabasa on the kedushin, and you gave it to the girl there. So there you can say the father was not maskim as a bezayin, but here was a gedola and she herself took it. So if she's maskim, it's a good kedushin. I'm reading inside the marsha. So the marsha. The elba perikad v'rinu b'kish liyarka to have a derech bezayin. How the ain choishishin l'shem nesratzahav. You're not choishish. Maybe the father wanted a shukeis. If a hokar big gedola nesratzis vadim kedushas gam b'kishon. Kedushas even hints shukeis because here. She herself, who's a Gedolah, accepted it, and therefore would be a good Kedushin.